Today I'll speak on the declaration of worship, and this comes from scripture passage Jude, verse 24 and 25.
今天的主题是敬拜的宣告，是从犹大书24、25节来的。
And so if you have your Bibles, please turn to the book of Jude. It's towards the end of the Bible, and verses 24 and 25.
如果大家有圣经的话，翻到犹大书是在圣经的接近后面的地方。
And we'll ask Brother Charles to go ahead and read that passage for us.
在这边为大家攻读，犹大书24、25节。那能保守你们不失脚，叫你们无瑕无疵，欢欢喜喜地站在他荣耀之前的我们的救主，独一的神，愿荣耀、威严、能力、权柄，因我们的主耶稣基督归于他，从万古以前，并现今，直到永永远远。阿门。
Amen. Have you ever wondered what is the difference between doxology and benediction?
我们有没有想过，我们最后唱的三一颂和祝祷有什么不一样呢？
These are two terms that we've used a lot in when it comes to service.
我们在教会这个星期天的行程里面，我们常常提到。
The main difference between doxology and benediction is actually very simple. It is direction.
这个不同其实很简单，其实就是它方向的不同。
When we think of the benediction, we think about God's blessing from above coming down to us.
讲到祝祷，就是想到神赐给我们的恩惠。
For example, we close our service with a benediction.
我每次结束的时候有一个祝祷来结束。
May the peace of God, the love of Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now, forever, and always. In Christ's name, amen.
天父上帝的平安，耶稣基督的慈爱，圣灵的感动交通与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
This is a blessing from God.
这个是从神而来的恩惠。
Now, when it comes to doxology, instead of going from up to down, it comes from down to up.
颂赞诗或是三一颂是对从下往上的。
It is a stream of praise to God, extolling God.
是我们由下往上的赞美之泉。
It is extolling God, it is directed towards God.
方向是对着神的敬拜。
Some of us have been around for a while and we may have heard this chorus or this song, Praise God from whom all blessings flow, praise Him all creatures here below, praise Him above the heavenly host, praise Father, Son,And Holy Ghost.
我们唱三一颂，赞美真神，万福之根，世上万民赞美主恩，天使天君赞美主名，赞美圣父、圣子、圣灵。
The doxology is a praise, a worship of the Lord God.
这是对神的敬拜。
And so when we praise God in doxology, we're mindful as far as the benediction in terms of God's blessing upon our lives.
我们唱三一颂，同时也想到神对我们的恩慈。
You know, if you read through the New Testament letters, you notice both the benedictions and doxology.
如果在读新约的书信里面，我们两个都有看到。
The Apostle Paul, who wrote many of the letters in the New Testament, sometimes he closed it with a very simple grace and mercy and peace to you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
使徒保罗他有些时候会用这样子来结束，从父神和他儿子耶稣基督的恩惠、怜悯、平安与我们同在。
And if you think about it, that's a very encouraging blessing. It's a very, very nice way to encourage the church.
如果想一想的话，这是一个很有鼓励具有鼓励性质的一个结束。
And it doesn't matter what was addressed in the letter, Paul always encouraged them towards the very end.
不管是书信里面怎么样的内容，他最后总是鼓励他们。
And so we find in the book of Jude not a benediction, but we find a doxology, right?
我们在犹大书里面这边看到的，它不是一个祝祷，而是我们是颂赞颂赞诗。
So we don't find a blessing, but we find a praise.
是一个颂赞，对神的颂赞。
And we've got to be mindful in the book of Jude had exhorted the church to contend for the faith.Especially dealing with false teachers in the midst.
在整本犹大书里面，他讲到假教师的搅扰，鼓励他们坚守正道。
And he want the church to know never compromise on the missions to love with mercy, and especially reaching the lost for Christ.
除此之外，他们还鼓励他们不能妥协，仍然以恩慈怜悯世上的人。
And so as Jude comes to the end, he's encouraging the church as far as praising God and worshiping God.
所以在最后结束的时候，他鼓励教会，并且来向上的一个敬拜。
He reminds the church the declaration to worship the Lord.
他提醒他们，我们要向神献上我们的敬拜的宣言。
In other words, we are designed to worship the Lord, and so let us do it.
我们人类是被造，是被造来敬拜神的，所以让我们来敬拜神。
We worship the Lord Almighty.
我们敬拜我们万全能的神。
And doesn't matter whatever goes on, even in the midst of false teacher, we could still praise the Lord.
即使在假教师的危险，我们仍然能够向神敬拜。
We know that God's power is with the believers as they contend for the faith.
我们知道神的大能是与那些相信他的人同在。
And Jude emphasized emphatically that it is God and God alone that's able to keep you and protect you.
犹大这边他特别强调说神的大能他能够保守我们并且保护我们。
And so no matter what kind of circumstances, what kind of trial, God is able to protect and keep the church.
所以不管是怎么样的试炼和磨难，神会保守他的教会。
Let me read the passage one more time. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen.
那能保守你们不失脚，叫你们无瑕无疵，欢欢喜喜地站在荣耀之前，我们的救主，独一的神，愿荣耀、威严、能力、权柄，因我们的主耶稣基督归于他。从万古以前并现今直到永永远远阿们
So there's two verses but there's three points
有两节但是有三个重点
the verses are divided into three parts one has to do with the who the other has to do with the what and the last has to do with the timing in terms of how long
这三个部分第一个是谁我们的对象第二个是什么内容第三个是多久时间
So the first point is we answer the questionWho are we addressing in worship?
第一个是说敬拜的时候谁是我们的对象
In verse 24 it says, Now to him, we understand that it is God.
第二十四节说那保守我们我们知道那是神
And if it's not clear to us in verse 24, then it's very clear in verse 25 because it is to the only God, our Savior, through the Lord Jesus Christ.
在二十四节到二十五节又更清楚他知道是我们独一的真神
God is the one, he is the only one that we are addressing in worship.
神是我们唯一把我们的我们敬拜的对象。
And we understand that God is the one that he is able.
神是有能力的。
He is able, he has an inherent ability and a vast array of resources.
神有自由的能力和无穷的资源。
And it says that he is able to what? To keep you from stumbling.
神能够让我们不失脚。
So,When we are giving praise to God, we understand that it is God who is able to protect us and to keep us.
我们赞美主的时候，我们要知道认定神他能够保守我们。
Remember the saints earlier it says they are kept for Christ Jesus.
这些圣徒是被耶稣基督所保守的。
There is no better place to be in the strength of God's grip.
在神的手中是安稳妥当的。
The word translated keep is meaning to stand guard in a garrison or in a fort. So God is guarding us from stumbling.
保守这个字的原意是护卫，像军营安扎这样子保护。
God is the one who will keep you from stumbling.
神他亲自保守我们不失脚。
It's likened to riding a horse who is sure-footed even in rough terrain.
就像在骑马的时候他在其实在崎岖的山区里面他仍然能够安稳的我们能安稳坐在上面。
So in other words, it doesn't matter when life gets a little bit bumpy, when we travel an uneven path, God is still able to kind of keep us and guard us.
即使生命会有崎岖不平但是神他会保守我们的平安。
Psalm 37 says this, it says, The steps of the man are established by the Lord. When he delights in his ways, though he fall, he shall not be cast headlong,For the Lord upholds his hands.
诗篇三十七章在讲到说，义人的脚步被耶和华立定，他的道路耶和华也喜爱。他虽失脚，也不致全身扑倒，因为耶和华用手搀扶他。
And in other words, it is God who is sustaining. It's God who is holding us up.
神托住我们，神保守我们。
There is no free falling in our faith.
在我们的信仰里面不会自由落体。
So God is able to guard us from any stumbling.
所以神让我们不会跌倒。
And stumbling can be even moral lapses.
跌倒也是有时候也是会表示道德上的跌倒。
You know, in the mind of every believer, sometimes we think this thought.
我们在我们每个信徒的心里面，有些时候我们会有一些想法。
I mean, we know that we believe, we know that we have trusted Christ, right?
我们知道我们相信耶稣基督。
But sometimes we wonder, can I be faithful during the entire, my entire lifetime, right?
但是我们有些时候有一些疑问，我们能不能够到终了都能够持守我们的信仰。
Whatever time God gives me here on earth, can I be faithful to the very end?
不管神给我们在世上多久的时间，我们能不能够到最后都持守。
And sometimes we wonder about that.
有些时候我们在想这个事情。
But here the Lord is saying he's going to keep you.
这边神说他会保守我们。
He's going to protect you.
他会保护我们。
You could have the confidence that you're going to make it to the very end.
我们对神要有信心。
Because it is not based upon you, but it's based upon God protecting you.
因为不是我们自己，而是神他在保护我们。
You know, Psalm 73 takes a look and it says, As for me, my feet came close to stumbling.
诗篇73章，至于我，我的脚几乎闪失。
In other words, the song was very real that it came very close to slipping.
是很几乎要跌倒了。
Slipping in moral lapses, but yet it is God who protects him, God who sustains him.
但是神他保守我们，他托住我们。
You know, another thing about not only we can lean upon God for support, we can lean upon God to present us blameless.
不但我们可以依靠神，他能够保守我们，和我们依靠他，让我们能够没有瑕疵。
Those who trust in the Lord, those who are saved, will be presented blameless before God.
被拯救的人是最后是无瑕无疵的呈现给主。
You know how important that is?
你知道这个多重要吗?
If we think about the enemy, that is Satan, you know what he does?
你知道撒旦的作为是什么吗?
He's accusing us.
在控告我们。
And he's bringing, sometimes he brings the accusations even before God.
他在神面前控告我们。
He goes, look at that brother, look at him, he's no good.
他对神说,看看这个弟兄,他不是,他做这么糟。
Look what he has done, or look what he has not done.
看看他没有做的事情。
But God is able to present us blameless, and so this is what it means.
但是神他能够让我们无瑕无疵，这个就是这样子的意思。
When we come to Christ, we have the righteousness of Christ.
当我们接受基督的时候，我们有基督的我们因基督而称义。
Not based on our own merits, but based upon Christ giving His righteousness.
不是因为我们自己做得多好，而是因为耶稣基督的义披在我们身上。
And so when we stand before the Lord.And we will, we stand with confidence because of the righteousness of Christ.
所以当我们站在 主的审判台前的时候，我们不是以我们自己的形象，而是以耶稣基督的义。
And so that gives us great relief.
让我们能够心情放松。
Now look in the passage, we understand in the passage that the church has gone through a lot of adversity.
在犹大书里面，我们看到这个教会里面有许许多多的混乱。
In other words, sometimes it wasn't easy to follow God.
跟随神并不是那么容易。
And yet, even though they had some persecution, and even though things were messy at times, Jude reminds them of the joy to come.
不只是逼迫，还要面对混乱的教会。但是犹大鼓励他们说：“只有喜乐。”
That joy, or should I say, or as the Bible describes it, is a great joy, is when we come before the Lord personally.
在我们来到主的审判台前的时候，我们不只是喜乐，而是大喜乐。
And so, when we're going to be in the direct presence of God, there is going to be a great joy in our lives.
我们在神的同在的时候，我们会有一个大喜乐。
Now, let's just think for a moment, because a lot of times when we think about going before God in His righteous throne, sometimes we're like, we may be fearful, right?
我们有时候想到在来到神的公义宝座前的时候，我们会觉得害怕。
And sometimes we're just kind of sweating and we're just kind of relief when eventually it may come.
我们会觉得说很紧张甚至这流汗。
But this passage says with great joy.
但是这个经文里面是说大喜乐。
So it doesn't say little joy, it doesn't say mediocre joy, but it says with great joy.
不是小喜乐，不是中喜乐，是大喜乐。
In other words, we're going to be smiling when we come in the direct presence of God.
我们来到神的面前是非常非常大的喜乐的。
Because God is going to be faithful in His promise, He's going to present us blameless before Him.
神是守约的，他会让我们能够无瑕无疵的呈现我们。
You know, another thing of God that He's able to save us from our sins.
能够从我们救罪的罪中救拯救我们出来。
And so he is the Savior.
他是救主。
It's interesting in the New Testament the word Savior or the reference to Savior to Jesus is referenced about 16 times.
在新约里面讲到救主，讲到耶稣救主，差不多讲16次。
And God is referred to Savior about 8 times.
我们的神，他大概是我们的救主，大概提了八次。
Now a good portion is in our pastoral epistles.
很多是在教牧书信里面讲到。
So this comes from 1 Timothy. It says, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the command of God, our Savior and of Christ Jesus, our hope.
提摩太前书一开始讲到奉我们救主神和我们的盼望基督耶稣之命做基督耶稣使徒的保罗。
In 1 Timothy chapter 2, it says this, This is good, it is pleasing in the sight of God and our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth.
在提摩太前书二章三节讲到说，这是好的，在神我们救主面前可蒙悦纳。
And so we could read from the truth that God is truly your Savior.
我们知道这个是真理，神是我们的救主。
And he desires for people to be saved, to be rescued.
他希望我们得救。
And so maybe we have to ask ourselves and pause for a moment, can we honestly say that we have come to the truth that God has saved us through Jesus Christ?
我们能够诚实地面对自己，我们相信耶稣基督从我们把我们的罪中拯救出来。
Have you personally come to grips with the words of the Lord Jesus Christ who said, I am the way and the truth and the life and no one comes to the Father but through me?
我们自己有没有诚实地面对这段经文？我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去呢
？We need to come before His mercy. We need to come before His grace.
我们必须要在神的耶稣基督的怜悯、耶稣基督的恩典下来到他面前。
We need to come because His divine love was expressed in the cross that while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us.
我们还在罪人的时候，神就已经为我们死了，在死在十字架上的爱的彰显。
Friends, there are many roads that we're going to travel in our lifetime.
我们一生中会经历许许多多的道路。
But there's only one road, one way to God, and that is through Jesus Christ.
但是来到耶稣基督面前只有一条道路，在神的面前只有一条道路。
If you haven't, I encourage you even now to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ who died on the cross, that you would believe in him, believe in his work on the cross, and repent before God.
如果你还没有接受耶稣基督的话，即使现在，我也邀请你来到耶稣基督面前啊，承认你的罪。
Do you understand it? It's only God who's able to save us from our sins.
只有神能够拯救我们，从我们的罪中拯救出来。
And for those who do believe, those who have embraced the Savior, we understand that we worship the Lord God Almighty, the Lord of salvation.
我们对相信的人，我们是在敬拜一位拯救的神。
Make no mistakes.God, the Trinity, all three persons are involved in our salvation.
三个位格的神在救恩中施行拯救都有他们的部分。
It is God the Father who initiates, who sets in motion the salvation for us.
圣父上帝他开始了救恩的计划。
It is God the Son, Jesus, who accomplished salvation on the cross for us.
甚至耶稣在十字架上完成了救赎。
And it's God through the Holy Spirit that has His effects and seals our salvation for us.
圣灵将救赎的人印上印记。
So once again, have we come to the throne? Have we come to the cross of God?
我们有没有来到神面前，来到神的座前？
Only God who saves.
只有神能够拯救。
And for us who have been saved, we are forever grateful, and that is why we come to worship the one and true living God.
对那些拯救被拯救的我们永远一生都感谢主。
Now the second thing that this passage answers is answers what are we ascribing to God in worship?
第二个是我们将什么归给上帝。
So it gives us actually descriptions here in verse 25, glory, majesty, dominion, and authority.
这边讲到第二25节荣耀威严能力权柄。
To God be the glory, majesty, dominion, and authority.
荣耀威严、能力、权柄都是给神的。
The substance of this doxology, the substance of this praise, is praising God for His inherent worthiness.
约大书的这个最后的这个重点，这个颂赞的本质是在讲到上帝自有的配得的属性。
When we praise God, we're not giving Him something that He doesn't already have. We're acknowledging something, and we're honoring Him for who He is.
我们在敬拜上帝的时候，不是加添他的荣耀，而是承认他是配得荣耀的。
We are ascribing glory due to his name.
我们把这些他该应得的归给他。
Now we have to remember that the God is called the God of glory.
神是荣耀的神。
And we also have to realize that he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
And so glory is due to his name. Majesty is due to his name.
荣耀、威严，这些都是属于神的。
Even dominion and authority is due his name.
能力、权柄都是属于他的。
Jude is giving eternal praise to God, and he's reminding us that we bless God not because he has power to cause us to preserve, not only that he has his power to make us stand before him, and not only because he's the only Savior that raises us from the dead, but that he is simply worthy of all of our praise.
犹大不是说他神配的赞美是因为他拯救我们，他保护我们，救我们脱离罪，而是他本来就是配得赞美的。
That is how we. That is the purest form of praise.
这是最敬拜最纯正的本质。
That we praise him for who he is.
我们因着他是神而来敬拜他。
That we honor God for who he is.
我们崇拜他，因为神是神。
Let me step aside for just a second, and let me just direct this one comment to parents here.
我们来对父母亲来讲。
As mothers and fathers here.Sometimes you are honored when your child just gives you thanks for just simply being your mom or just simply being your dad, right?
我们有些时候我们觉得说我们孩子们来向我们感谢的时候，我们感到很光荣。
And when you hear that, you're very honored, right?
我们感到荣耀，不是吗？
And this is simply for being your mom, simply for being your dad.
这就是我们身为这个身份，我们是这个孩子的父母亲，所以我们感到很荣耀。
This is the same thing here when it comes to praise. For we praise God for who He is.
这就是同样的，在神这边向神的颂赞，因为神就是神。
Let me work through the ascribing the four qualities: glory, majesty, dominion, and authority.
我们来拆开来讲这四个：荣耀、威严、能力和权柄。
Now, glory is very commonly associated with the doxology, such as this and other portions of Scripture.
在荣耀是常常在颂赞神里面所提到的。
We should know that glory expresses all that God is in His being, His nature, His character, His power, and His acts.
神的本性、特质、能力和行动是全部在荣耀里面彰显的。
Glory is all encompassing of God and His works.
这个神在他的所有的能力里面就是荣耀。
God is glorified when He is allowed to be seen as He really is.
当神彰显他的本相的时候，他就是荣耀。
So let's think of a scripture passage that we saw the glory to God in the highest.
我们在想到经节里面有讲到天上荣耀，在天上荣耀归于神。
Glory to God in the highest. Where do we hear that phrase before?
大家记得这个从哪里来的吗
？Let's go back to the Savior's birth, right?
在救主降生的时候，不是吗
？When Jesus was born, when Jesus came down from heaven to earth.The angels were exalting God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest."
在救主诞生的时候，天使说在天上荣耀归于神。
They were encouraging the shepherds to also give glory to God.
天使也鼓励这些牧羊人向神献上敬拜。
God's power, God's presence, God's promise was on display in Jesus Christ. There was no doubt about it.
神的权力权柄在这个耶稣基督的身上彰显了，不是吗？
And God was magnified. God was glorified. So give glory to God in the highest.
神在我们当中在面前出现，神是显大的。我们就将荣耀颂赞归于神。
Well, you may say, okay, that was about the Savior. Well, what about us?
我们可能会问说，这是救主，那我们自己呢
？Can we glorify God?
我们能不能够来颂赞主
？And how do we know that we glorify God?
我们怎么知道我们能够合一的来赞美主呢
？God is magnified, God is glorified when we do exactly what God intends us to do and reflect His character.
神得到荣耀，神在我们世人中彰显，当我们行神要我们做的事情。
In other words, when we live for His glory.
当我们为他的荣耀而活的时候。
So for example, when we are very patient as God intends us to be very patient, it glorifies Him.
当我们像神嘱咐我们一样的来 有耐心的时候，那就彰显神的荣耀了。
In other words, when we are loving, not just in our type of love, but in God's divine love, God is glorified.
我们爱别人，就像神吩咐我们这样爱别人的时候，神就被荣耀了，神就得荣耀了。
So in other words, the more we reflect God's character, His grace, His mercy, His peace, the more we glorify Him.
我们越能够彰显神的恩典、怜悯、平安的时候，神就越得荣耀了。
As we live fully in, as God intend us, then we will glorify God.
我们活得、越像耶稣基督，我们就越能够让神得到荣耀。
And for this church, we can give God glory too as well.
我们身为教会也能够让神得荣耀。
And it's not necessarily based on individual efforts, but corporately together as the body of Christ,When we fulfill God's mission as a church, we glorify Him.
当教会、真的是能够遵照神的指示的时候，神就得荣耀。
That's how we could give glory to God.
这就是我们怎么样让神得荣耀。
The second thing is, that is tribute to God is His majesty.
第二个是威严。
His prominence, the impressive greatness is as the king.
这个威严指的是像国王一样的伟大。
We understand that God is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
我们知道我们的神是万王之王，万主之主。
And there's no better scene than Revelation chapter 4 when God is seated upon the throne and everything revolves around the throne.
在启示录第四章里面讲到说，神坐在宝座上，其他所有事情都向他敬拜。
If we're praising God for Him being the King of Kings, for Him being all majesty,How can we reflect that in our lives?
如果我们承认神是有威严的，我们在生命中怎么样来彰显呢？
It's one thing to give praises with our mouth. How can we give praise to God in our lives?
我们可以用嘴来敬拜神，但是我们在生命里面怎么样敬拜主呢？
Well, it's very simple. It's how you live your life.
我们怎么样过我们的生活，那就是一个见证了。
Let me ask you one simple question. Who's on the throne of your life?
那我问你一个问题，我们生命里面是谁做主？
Does your life revolve around you, or does your life revolve around God who's seated upon the throne?
我们的生命是围绕我们自己、还是我们、是围绕着神在我们的宝座上呢？
If God is seated upon the throne and our life is revolving around that, then it's God is first, right?
如果神坐在我们生命的宝座上，那神就得到威严了。
You know, one person said this, he said,You know, God is first, my family and friends is second, and I am third.
有人说神是第一个，我的家庭和朋友是第二个，我自己是最后一个。
And if you think about it, that's how it should be. God is first, family and friends are second, and then we are third.
我们想一想的时候，这是一个正确的顺序。神是居首位，然后我们的其他人的需要摆在我们自己之前。
When we seek first the kingdom of God, God is magnified.
我们先求神的国、神的义，神就得到威严了。
When we live in such a way that God is on the throne, God is magnified.
当神，我们允许神坐在我们的生命的宝座上的时候，神就显大了。
God is worthy of majesty. He's also worthy of dominion.
神也有能力。
Dominion has to do with the presence and significance of the force, the strength, rather than its exercise.
能力在存在而非彰显。在这个地方，它重点是在它的存在。
In other words, when we think about dominion, we think about territory.
我们想到这个能力的时候，是想到神的国度。
Very simply, this is God's world.
这个是神的世界。
This is God's universe.
这是神的宇宙。
Everything revolves around Him.
所有事情都围绕着神转。
So God's sovereign reign has no boundaries.
神的、这个、主权是没有空隙的。
The last one has to do with authority, and it brings up the idea of both right and might.
最后讲到权柄，权柄包括权力和力量。
Authority is the power to do so as the legal right.
权柄指的是在合法的权力下所做的事。
It gives the idea that not only God rules over all creation, but that He leads in all creation.
神不只是管理，他也带领。
So how can we apply this praising God for His authority in our lives?
我们怎么样在我们生命里面彰显神的权柄呢？
Matthew 28, 19 and 20, the Great Commission, right?
大使命，马太福音最后不是吗？
we are to go, we are to make disciples based upon God's authority, right?
我们依据神的权柄，让使万民做神的使徒。
In other words, when we witness for Christ, we are praising God for His authority.
我们当对为神做见证的时候，我们就承认神的权柄。
So when we are ascribing God glory, majesty, dominion, authority, it's one thing with our lips, it's another thing with our lives.
我们在把这些都归给神的时候，我们可以用嘴唇来敬拜，我们也可以用我们的生命来彰显。
God wants our worship. He wants our worship by our lips, He wants our worship with our hearts, He wants our worship with our lives.
神不只是希望我们用嘴唇来敬拜他，他用我们的生命，全身，全人来敬拜他。
Now,I mentioned who, I mentioned what, and now let's go to how much time allotment should we prepare for?
最后我们再讲到说我们应该预备分配多少时间给神。
Notice the last phrase, it says, before all time, now and forevermore. Amen.
在最后这边讲到说万古以前并现今直到永永远远。Amen.
So let's break it down. Before all time means eternity past, that is even before creation happened.
万古以前是无限的过去，即使在还有包括在创造之前。
Now speaks of the present time, and the forever speaks of the eternity future.
现在当然指的就是现今，那未来讲的是永恒的未来。
So in other words, how much allotment should we should allot for worship of the Lord God?
我们应该分配多少时间来敬拜神呢
？If you answered 1 minute, you're wrong.
如果你说一分钟的话，那你就错了。
But if you're thinking forever, you are right.
如果你想到是永恒的话，那就是对了。
In other words, how long would the praise last? It's going to go through all eternity.
这敬拜是什么时候结束呢？是不会结束，是永远的。
God's saints will worship Him throughout eternity.
神的圣徒是永永远远不断的敬拜他的。
We will continually say the Lamb is worthy and praise be to God.
我们会持续的讲羔羊是配得的。
We read glimpses of it in the book of Revelations, but when we get to the other side of eternity, rest assured that our worship will be forever.
我们在启示录里面得以窥见一点点，但是我们相信，我们来到永恒的另外一头的时候，我们会不断的颂赞神。
You know, I'll say this, no matter what worship experience you've had already, and maybe you've had some really good ones,Know this, that your best worship is going to come on the other side of eternity.
我们在今生或许会有一些很好的敬拜的经验，但是在来生我们会有更好、更美好、更棒的敬拜。
There's going to be no distractions. There's going to be no short-sightedness because you're going to see God in all His splendor.
不会有任何的搅扰，不会有任何的短视，因为我们已经在神的同在中了。
And the praise will continue to go time and time again.
敬拜是不断的发生的。
Here are a couple of takeaways as we close up this message.
接下来有一些我们能够来今天的重点。
First of all, we could rest in God's assurance, that is the eternal security.
首先是我们能够信靠神，神是永远的保障。
Notice how the letter began in the book of Jude. He said, "This is to the called. This is to the beloved. This is to the kept."
神的这本书一开始讲到说被呼召的被搞保守的。
And then when he closes out the letter, he gives the assurance that God is the keeper, that He is the protector of you.
最后他结束的时候是在讲说神是一个保守的会保守我们。
So we know that the sovereign love of God moves to call His elect to Himself, out of death to life, to unbelief to belief, out of darkness into light, and it is God, it is to those that God protects, God secures.
全能的主用爱来呼召我们从死亡的幽谷苏醒，从不信到信，从黑暗进入光明。
None of the call are missing, none of the elect are gone.
没有每一个呼召的，每一个被蒙爱的，都会被点数。
The called are kept.
被呼召的就会被保守。
You could be assured that you are locked in, that God is protecting you, not only now but for the other side of eternity.
我们要相信，我们是稳稳的被神握在手中的。
The second thing that we should have is not only assurance, but to understand that we're going to continue to grow.
第二个，我们要相信我们灵命会不断的成长。
So in other words, if we are a child of God, if we are a true follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, if we've been washed by the blood of the Lamb, we know that we're going to grow.
如果我们真正是一个相信耶稣基督的人，我们因着他的圣灵而被施洗的话， 我们会在灵命上不断成长。
There is one direction for us, and that is up.
灵命成长只有一个方向，就是往上。
We are going to continue to grow more and more.
我们会不断的不断的成长。
Our faith is going to get stronger. Our hope is going to get stronger.
我们的信仰，我们的盼望会越来越强。
And our love for God will continue to get stronger and stronger.
我们对神的爱也是会不断的增长。
And I'll tell you why is God is involved in our lives.
神在我们生命中扮演一个很重要的角色。
The same God who keeps you from stumbling is the same God who continues to help you to grow.
那保守我们不失脚的神，他也让我们在灵命中不断成长。
Remember in the book of Philippians, it says, He who began a good work in it will perfect it or bring it to completion during the day of Christ Jesus.
腓立比书里面讲到，在你们心里动了善工的，必成全这工。
That's God's promise that He is committed to your growth.
这就是神的应许，他要我们灵命成长，他希望我们灵命成长。
It doesn't matter where we are at our stage, but God is going to bring it to completion in terms of our growth.
不管我们在目前在什么样的状态，但是神都会帮助我们，让我们能够不断的成长。
So what does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
It means this, that God is more committed to our spiritual growth than we are.
神比我们还要关心我们的灵命成长。
And that's a good thing, by the way.
这是一个好的现象。
Because there are times where we become a little bit lazy when it comes to reading God's word.
有些时候我们读神的话语，有些时候会松懈。
And sometimes if we have to ask ourselves and be honest, there's times that we, instead of praying, we slept.
有些时候我们睡前略过祷告了。
But we know that, and we should understand that God is committed to our growth.
但是我们要知道神他盼望我们灵命成长。
So even if we don't read the Bible, God is going to continue to give us the thirst and the hunger for His Word.
所以说神即使我们忘了读圣经，神他还是给我们这样的饥渴，来让我们能够有对神的话语渴慕。
And even when we have fallen asleep sometimes in prayer, God's going to still continue to wake us up and we're going to continue to grow in prayer and praise to God.
即使我们不小心睡着没有祷告，神仍然会让我们能够继续的有这样子向神来亲近的一个心。
Why? Because God's going to keep us from stumbling and He's going to present us before Him blameless.
为什么呢？因为神能够保守我们不失脚，他也能够最后无瑕无疵的把我们呈现给他自己。
God is our Savior.
神是我们的救主。
He saved us and He continues to save us.
他不但救我们，他也正持续的救我们。
The last thing is that we should understand is about the church.
最后是讲到我们的教会。
You know, no matter what happens to the church, no matter how messy the church becomes,God loves the church.
不管教会发生什么事情，不管怎么样的混乱，神爱他的教会。
Christ sacrificed for the church.
基督为教会而死。
We understand in Ephesians that Christ sanctifies the church.
基督也洁净了教会。
And we understand that here in this passage, God keeps the church.
在这边我们看到神也保守他的教会。
And that in one day that He'll present the church in all its splendor, in all its glory.
有一天他会荣美无瑕的呈现教会。
Not a blemish will happen, but you will see the beauty of Christ in the body of Christ.
毫无瑕疵，我们也看到基督的荣美。
So rest assured, being involved in God's church is a very good thing.
所以知道在神的教会中有份是一个很美好的事情。
Because we are part of God's beautiful work that's happening and part of His glory that is taking shape.
因为我们知道我们在神的荣美的这个过程中有份。
As we close out, let us close out on our Lord and our God.
在我们结束的时候，让我们用我们继续的来敬拜我们的神。
God is able; He's able to do beyond all that we ask or think.
神他会他能够做的是超过我们所求所想的。
God is able to keep you from stumbling.
他能够保守我们不失脚。
And God is able to present you before Him with blameless.
他能够把我们能够无瑕无疵的呈现在他的面前。
And so as we consider this, our praises should rise.
当我们想到这些的时候，我们的敬拜应该要来向上提升。
Our joy should rise because we know it will be with great joy on the other side of eternity.
我们的喜乐也要提升，因为我们知道我们是向神献上我们的敬拜。
And our love for Christ will continue to rise too as well.
我们对神的爱也要提升。
Will you rise with God?
我们能不能够为神来提升？
Will you allow God to lift you up?
我们能够让神来让我们的敬拜生活能够提升呢？
To God be the glory.
愿神得到所有的荣耀。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Father in heaven, as we come before you, we thank you, God, Father, for that you're able to keep us from stumbling.
我们来到你面前，天父，我们感谢你，你能够保守我们不失脚。
And also that you're able to present us blameless before you.
你也能够让我们无瑕无疵的在你面前站立。
And so, Father, we thank you, Father, for the sweet goodness that we taste of you.
我们感谢你啊，你让我们能够预尝天恩这么美好的滋味。
May you continue to manifest your goodness and your grace and mercy in our lives.
求你真的继续在我们的生命里面啊，彰显你的荣美。
So much so, may it inspire others and may it be manifested in our attitudes and action towards others.
让我们的行为、我们的言行各方面能够啊如此的彰显，让其他人也看到你的荣美。
Father, to you be the glory.
愿你得到所有的荣耀。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
这样是以耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.